Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So a caller called up earlier and said, hey, Boomer, you know that you're a legend. You're an icon on the Madden game. And because it was, what, week 13, you had a fantastic game back in 1987. Like, you popped up as a legendary player that I could use in Madden.
Yeah.
So, of course, the first thing I think of is I hope you're getting paid for that. I mean, I don't know why you didn't think that, and I thought that first.
Well, but I mean, I knew I was getting paid for it. I just don't remember signing the contract.
So a little bit of scrajol comes your way.
That's right.
Via this player agreement.
Right.
That you have.
So the player agreement's through the NFLPA, and it's a it's an agreement with Electronic Arts, EA Sports.
EA Sports, yeah.
Right. So they gave me $10,000.
$10,000 to be in the game.
Bitch. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. For
right.
1 year only.
Seems a little low.
That's what I said to G. I said, come on, G, I spent 14 years in the league, and I played for the Bengals, Jets, and Cardinals. I should get, like, extra money for that.
They sell millions of those guys.
I know they do, but they also have to pay all the other players as well.
They'll get pizzay.
I'll take it. That's what I'm using for the Christmas party for you guys.
You know, I can get paid for it. I'm all for it. I don't care.
Hey, there you go. 100%. By the way, did you see the amazing goal by a local kid last night in the NHL?
Well, yes, because you forced me to watch it.
I did. So Sonny Milano, who grew up in Massapequa and now plays for the Anaheim Ducks, and he and Trevor Zegras had one of the great goals you'll ever see. So Trevor Zegras is behind the goal. He's 20 years old, by the way. Sonny is, I think, 25 now. And Sonny played at Portland as well. I didn't realize that. But anyway, Trevor Zegras goes behind the goal and does like the whole lacrosse thing. Let's pick up the puck with the stick. And instead of going around and trying to score the goal with the puck on his stick like Chris Kreider tried to do the other night, he takes it like the puck is on a spatula and flips it over the back of the net in front of the goalie. And Sonny Milano waits until the puck's below the crossbar and bats it out of the air and it goes into the net.
I didn't even know that was legal.
It is legal as long as that puck is below the crossbar and it's not hit by a high stick.
Yeah, and those two guys were so geeked up. They
were my
so
God,
happy.
It's the most unbelievable thing. It just goes to show you just the level of talent that is in the league. And one of the things that I saw Adam Fox do last night, there was a slap shot from the point. He's playing defense. Just a slap shot from the points. I don't know how, maybe it's coming 80 miles an hour, 85, 90 miles an hour, who knows? And the puck is probably about as high as his chest. And he has his stick up there, and he hits the puck out of the air, like from underneath the puck, and knocks it above the glass and knocks it out of play. I'm like, how the hell did he just do that?
Yeah.
I have never seen extreme skill.
It.
He was standing. Gee, I'm telling you, we got a stick in here somewhere?
We do, but I think it's screwed into the wall.
God damn it. Anyway, yeah. So he's holding the stick like this to his left, I think it was.
Yeah.
And the puck was coming in, and he saw it and just flicked it, and the thing just went right up like he was deflecting it at, you know, up into the stand.
And that's not a penalty? That's not a delay of game?
No.
When you flick it into the stands
no,
like that?
No, he just, it was a deflection.
Oh, okay. So he didn't
do it
on purpose.
He never had control of the puck. I think he was doing it on purpose.
Okay.
But it was a deflected. It wasn't like he had control of the puck and he was throwing it out of the, it's crazy.
It's just absolutely nuts. All right. I want to ask you one more hockey question here.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
One more hockey question.
Yeah.
Because we are in agreement. That was a clean hit. I was
yes,
just,
it was.
Yeah, clean. Your microphone's off again. Clean hit.
It was definitely a clean hit, yes. By Truba on Carr last night.
Yeah, so there's a stretcher that comes out. It's not a great scene to see a guy who's knocked out get True. Taken on a stretcher. But if every hockey player who's ever played the game watches that hit in slow motion, they understand it's not a dirty hit. I mean, he laid him out. It's a physical play. Why do they have to then go and fight Truba at that point? I mean,
because you're standing up for each other.
He's not a dirty play.
This is what my team, the Rangers, didn't do last year. And this is why they went and retooled the team this year.
But what Tom Wilson did was dirty.
Right. Well, you know, Matt ran Truba into the boards last year and knocked him out for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I remember.
You know, and there was nobody on the Rangers that was going to go over to Matt.
But that was a clean hit, too, wasn't it?
Say, boo. But yeah. That's about it. They weren't going to fight. But now,
with a Russian accent.
It's a little bit different.
Right. But that was a clean hit, too, though, wasn't it?
That was a clean hit. I actually saw Truba at Rod Gilbert's funeral. And, you know, I introduced myself as, you know,
and my son-in-law is the one who
ended your season last year.
Right.
And Truba basically said, you know, that was his, he took personal responsibility for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not really sure why he felt like he needed to take personal responsibility for getting hit like that, but he did. So I appreciated that.
Okay.
But I think that he recognized, and the entire team recognized, in order to win in this league, you got to be tough, and you can't just be on the edges. You know, you got to go where you know nobody really wants to go, and that is like in front of the net, and that's throwing hits like Truba threw us.
The dirty areas.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't want to do that. He didn't want to hurt anybody. He just want to hit somebody solid. It's like football. Like think of you're a defensive player, and your job is to tackle the guy with the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are you going to, like, just go and push him down and take it easy? Or are you you're going to try to impose your will on the man?
Damn right you are.
That's what it's all about. Try to intimidate the guys you're playing against.
Right. I just sometimes I'm like, all right. I mean, we know this was a clean hit. It was unfortunate that he got knocked out. That wasn't the intent of the hit. Like, why do we have to act like Truba did something dirty? Because he didn't.
Well, we got to go fight. You just got to do it.
You just have to.
Of the sport. You just have some people out there that don't like it. Maybe this guy Jesse, who wrote this thing on The Athletic, doesn't like it. I don't know. Never played the sport, so who knows?
Let's go to Connecticut and talk to Steve. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, good morning, Boomer. Good morning, Gio.
Hey, Steve, what's up?
Stevie, what's going on?
I'm just doing my thing out here in the world of truck driving. Hey, Boomer. First of all, I'd like to say thanks for calling in every Monday. I look forward to your conversation with the Greg Hill gang up there.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, yeah, no problem, man. I call him because this morning, them guys are having a discussion, you might say. Curtis and Ken and Wiki are having an argument about Tom Brady not giving Bill Belichick all the love and roses that Bill Belichick gave Tom Brady the other day on the show before you called. And they're arguing about it, and it's ridiculously funny. And I'm like, I gotta let Boomer know, man, because he's gonna be all over this.
Yeah, well, those guys are very interesting to talk to each and every week. I can tell you that, especially Jermaine Wiggins, who's like,
I loved him, man. He was a Vikings tight end.
Yeah, but he's so negative. Like at the beginning of the year, and he goes, "Wow, you know, Boomer, he's got that Boston accent and everything." Yeah. And he's like, I don't know, Mac Jones, we're not going to win, and all this stuff. I'm like, you're going to win. You're going to go to the playoffs. I told him that week one.
Yeah.
And as they were losing a couple games to the Cowboys and Tampa Bay, and by the way, the Patriots are 7-1 in the AFC. 7-1 in the AFC.
Aren't they 6-0 on the road, too?
Right. Their losses have come at home at the hands of basically the NFC teams. And they could have easily beaten Brady, and they could have easily beaten
the Cowboys.
But anyway, so I argue with them, and I told them I thought they were going to be a playoff team. I didn't think they were going to win the AFC East. I thought they would be a wild card team. But now they even surpassed my expectations.
Yeah, it's going to be unbelievable if the New England Patriots face Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. If it's Patriots Buccaneers, that's going to be, I mean, you know what would suck about that? That would have been a CBS Super Bowl, but they did the switch with the Olympics, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Because that Super Bowl rating would be blow everyone away. Everyone away. I mean, I couldn't even imagine.
I'll tell you, our ratings on CBS are up like 20% this year.
Kicking ass. Love to hear that.
Kicking ass, taking names.
Damn right. Well, the NFL's just a behemoth. We know this.
Right, and we had great games, though. Like, you know, and people love that Pittsburgh-Baltimore game. They love that rivalry.
Yeah. How about all the stuff, all the political stuff that everybody was supposedly turned off to?
They didn't get all that turned off to it, did they?
Well,
everybody's back.
Well, I remember one of the reasons why it was the way it was is because the president of the United States was just pushing all the buttons to get everybody all crazy.
I know, but everybody's like, I'm not watching the NFL ever again.
Don't even get involved in any of it.
Yeah.
I guess why I hate the fact, I want the Olympics to go on. I want to see my team in the Olympics.
I hate the fact
that it's in China again and all that other
the
crap.
Olympics.
I hate that. But
screw the Olympics. The Olympics is a farce.
Our answer to whatever is going on over in China is we're not sending a diplomatic group over there to represent the United States. So that means less cocktail parties like this.
Yeah.
Because that's what the diplomats do. They go to cocktail parties and they talk and they get flown all over the place and they're on our dime. So I don't really give a crap about them. I want the athletes to go. One of the great things about that Game Time show is that I get to talk to a lot of Olympic athletes.
Yeah.
And I know what goes into.
I saw a pole vaulting episode that you did.
Yeah, I know. But I appreciate what goes into getting there.
Mm-hmm.
And how many different levels they have to get to be able to make the U.S. Olympic team.
Yeah, sure.
So I don't want the athletes to boycott. I don't want our country to boycott or anything. So you don't send any dipwad diplomats over. Who cares? Let them go here over to, the U.N. and they're going to have their cocktail parties here and watch it on the big screen.
So the NBC is going to have the Winter Olympics and the Super Bowl going on at the same time. Is that true?
Yeah. And they're probably selling, their ad all-encompassing.
And that's why there was a switch there with CBS and NBC, right?
Yeah, so you guys were like sales guys were like, hey, we don't want to get in the middle of all this.
Yeah, sure, of course.
Let them have it. Let them sell it all as one, and, we'll get out of the way, and we'll do ours last year.
Yeah, when is the next CBS Super Bowl?
I think in 3 years, I guess.
3 years?
Yeah, so you got this year,
then you got
Fox, NBC, and then us.
And you got,
I mean, it'll be
ESPN get one?
Maybe ABC? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, I want to know because that'd be the next one we go to, probably. We need to go back. I would have gone this year.
I know you would have.
I would have loved to go this year. Are you going to go for a couple days?
I don't know yet.
But when are you going
to
let me know about this?
I know I have to go out there and shoot the Super Bowl's greatest commercial show.
Yeah, I know, but you usually go, you're in and out there. It's a day, it's a night, it's a whole thing. It's not a big deal.
I'm still working on trying to get us to go to the draft in Las Vegas.
Oh, we are working on that?
I'm working on that. I don't know. Are you working on that?
Well, the last time we worked on it, we got Danny C in here, and he was like, we'll get it done. We'll get it done. Casino. We'll get a sponsor. We'll do this. We'll do that.
So
let me get on
about
this.
About it?
I don't know. It was like 2 months ago.
See, we come up with the ideas.
Right.
Everybody gets all excited.
And then nobody follows through.
Well, we followed through with the boat party.
Well, that was true. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, Casamigos, that's why.
That's it. Exactly. It wasn't for Casamigos.
When you got hitters like Casamigos doing things.
Yeah, we got big
wigs.
Then
all of a sudden, oh, yeah, now we're all in.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, what'd you guys do? What did anybody around here do?
I love ourselves.
Jumped on the bandwagon.
I love ourselves. Well,
next thing you know, we had Jack Pocket. That was great.
Yeah, that was great.
They had their own boat.
Flag and Anthem.
Oh.
They joined us.
Why?
Well, regulator boats.
Yeah, why?
Well, I don't know.
The hell's going on around here, Al?
I don't know what's going on around here.
So if we can go to Vegas for the draft, are you in or are you just going to stay home?
No, I'm in for that.
Oh, you are.
You'd have a good time there, I think.
Definitely.
But we still don't know. The one big hang-up is every time we talk about this, the one big hang-up is are the Nets going to be playing a playoff game?
Oh, who cares? Put them on the other
side. It's not a who cares. It's a contractual obligation.
Well, put the signal.
Okay, so we'd be on 660?
It could be a playoff game also.
Well, listen,
that's what I'm saying.
Your boy Phil Simms basically is in. He said he'd be in.
Oh, he would go out to Vegas with us?
Yeah, well, if he's running the Giants, I don't think that would work. But
wait a second. What? Running the Giants?
Yeah.
Where are you getting this from?
I'm just saying stuff. I just like to make him uncomfortable.
Running the Giants, like making the draft picks and stuff?
No, I told you it would be the president of football.
So, what is the president of football operations?
Yeah, then you hire your general manager and you got your scouts and you're sitting in there and you're going to the Senior Bowl and you're looking at guys in underwear and stuff and trying to see how big their hips and thighs are.
So he would want that job.
I can't speak for him. I'm just telling you, I know what he does. Like I've often, you remember when Craig got arrested originally? He came in a couple days.
Phil Simms did.
Yeah, I know he was uncomfortable talking about the anger. I mean, he can do it. But his love and his passion
football.
Is the game of football.
Certainly.
Along with his two sons.
Mm-hmm.
Matt and Chris, they're psycho about it.
Yeah.
And that's great. I appreciate that. And I'll ask Bill when I'm watching a college football game, if I have a question about a particular player or something, I'll call him. I'll say, what about this guy?
You know, it's interesting because
he's got some big hips. He's got good throws with power.
Right. A big, strong base.
Yeah.
People say, does he have a big ball sack? And I say, it doesn't matter so much when you're out there on the gridiron. But anyway.
Yes, it does. Oh, God.
Well, you say all the time with the Giants, they like to keep things in the family.
Oh, he is in the family. He's a family
guy. I know. That's what I'm saying.
He knows how the Giants run themselves.
That's why I'm saying maybe this makes a little bit of sense.
He knows how things work.
You understand what's going on here, guys.
See, the thing about it is, no. You guys understand. I love Phil. And I appreciate, and people don't know. Maybe the people in his life know. But I know, and I think people out there should really know how passionate he is about the NFL and college football.
All right. So these are the things I've learned today. Dave Gettleman is out, and Phil Sims wants the job.
No. I'm not saying it. Don't do that to me because he's going to get all mad at me.
I'm not doing anything to you. This is what
I'm not doing. Don't you stop putting words in my mouth.
Reporters are going to be calling him any minute.
This will probably be on Pro Football Talking.
Yeah, you're probably right. They'll be talking to Chris Sims about it.
Yeah. I mean, Phil Sims wants to run the Giants.
No, that's not what I said. I did not say that, and don't put words in my mouth.
So do you want to run the Giants?
Do I want to run the Giants? Yes, I do. Yeah, I mean, I guess if the job were to be open and Phil were interviewed for it, that it'd be something he'd want to do.
Let me just put it in this context.
Yeah.
All right. When the Steelers are going through like the rough times that they've gone through since the end of last year until now,
okay,
all the Steeler, faithful, the guys that used to play there,
Brian Clark is ripping them.
Everybody's ripping them. Even Coach Cowher's ripping them.
Yeah.
Right, because they're all tied to the organization. They all know what the culture of the organization is about, blah, 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 blah. You could say the same thing about the Giants. You could say it about Michael Strahan, Tiki Barber, even Eli Manning, I'm sure, is
David
disgusted.
David
Deal. All these guys are disgusted because they were all a part of championship
Paul
teams.
Paul DeTino.
Well, Paul DeTino, but you know what I mean.
Sean Morash.
Oh, Haji Sheik.
All these guys are all pissed off.
But again, so Phil is in that group. He's not, they're all ticked off because they're not winning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, that's all I'm trying to say.
Interesting. So this is your own thought, is what you're trying to tell me.
Right.
So you created this thought. This is not someone telling you to put this out.
No, of course not. Nobody tells me to put anything out.
I don't know.
And I don't put things out.
I just thought maybe you...
Why do you think I put things out?
I don't know.
Things out.
Maybe you put something out there.
I didn't put something out there. I'm just telling you what I see from where I see.
You kind of did.
Put it out there. Let's throw this out there. Yeah. You want me to throw it out there? I'll throw it out there for you.
Yeah, sure.
No problem. I could throw it out there if you want me to throw it out there.
Yeah, I'm not going to throw it out there.
People ask me to throw stuff out all the time. I can't. I'm not throwing that out there.
Who asks you to throw something out there?
People all the time locally in Sayville. Hey, you want to throw this out there for me?
Like what?
I don't know. They were having BOGO wings on Tuesday nights at the Portly or something. I'm not throwing that out there.
They want you to throw that out there?
Yeah, so that's the stuff that I get.
Nobody's asking me to throw anything out there. I'm just taking it from a... And I have to say that a lot of my Giant fan friends, they're the ones that egg me on to this.
Oh, okay. So they're asking you to throw it out there.
No, they were just wondering if he would ever have interest or anything like that. And I'm like, look, all I can tell you is that the guy is more than qualified.
Oh, that we know already.
And he has a big interest in football in general.
Well, that's why he's qualified. But he's,
you're saying yes.
And he has a deep-seated love for the Giants, which is pathetic.
Another yes.
Yeah, but it's just pathetic sometimes.
Why would he want to leave the NFL today, though? You guys have such a good camaraderie right now.
No, we do. I don't want him to leave.
Okay.
Just like I didn't want Coach Cowher to take the Chicago job or the Raiders job or the Jets job. All those jobs that we're
trying to get him to take.
No. I keep saying no, don't do it.
Yeah. All right. Interesting.
But, if Phil... Or Coach Cal, I said Coach Cowher is going to take the job. We were all talking about what our roles would be in the organization.
Man.
So Phil would be the GM, then I would be TV guy. I would do all the TV stuff because I want to show up and cut tape and all that other crap.
No, you don't want any of that.
Idiots doing.
Yeah, crap. Right. See, Phil doesn't like me. Coach Cowher does. I would be on the Coach Cowher staff. I would not get hired by Phil Sims.
JB was wondering what he would be, and we said, well, you're the chaplain.
The team chaplain.
He was like, how much does that get paid? Nothing. You're the chaplain.
Right, exactly.
You do that for free.
Yeah, of course. It's spreading the word.
Yeah, you're trying to help people, you know, come to grips with whatever they're coming to grips with.
Wow. Gettleman out. Phil Simms in. Interesting. I got to chew on that one for a while. I kind of like it, though. I got to be honest with you. He wouldn't come on with us anymore. Then we'd have to rip him and stuff.
Oh, I'd love that. Now, just think of that. Think about his first draft pick.
Oh.
We're going to be thinking about it, you know, on site in about, what, 4 months?
We better be.
Oh, imagine that.
Yes.
Phil Simms, VP of football operations for the New York Giants. Oh, that'd be phenomenal. We'd get all the inside information.
Yeah, we would.
We'd be breaking all the stories here.
Right.
And he takes some unknown quarterback from Arkansas State with the 5th pick.
Nah. They got the 6th and the 7th pick right now.
You know what? At least if that ever happened, we could say that we have the VP of football operations of the New York Giants saying moose knuckle on tape.
Who do you think will be the first to tweet this out?
Do you know already?
No,
did somebody
no.
tweet it out already?
No.
Art Stapleton. He was because he listens
Art
all the
Stapleton.
Art Stapleton. Art Stapleton listens all the time to the show.
There's an Arthur Staple too, isn't there?
Yeah, there's an Art
he's
Stapleton
a
and
a
an, and an Art Staple. Yeah, I'm talking about Art Stapleton.
Steve Serby.
Ryan Dunleavy was another guy.
Who's that?
I'm looking for big hitters. Like
big hitters?
Peter King?
Like a Kim Jones. Who's the guy who goes on middays?
Tiki?
No.
Ian Rappaport.
You know, Diana Russini of ESPN listens to the show.
I like Diana.
I love Diana. Yeah. I think she's great.
I don't want one of these mid-level people tweeting it out.
Okay.
I need top level.
Top level?
Top echelon.
Yeah. But what would be the tweet, though? Boomer Esiason suggesting that Phil Simms would have interest in running the Giants if offered the job?
Yeah, like a Peter King.
Okay. We can get that out there.
I saw where I said two things that were attributed to me saying those things somewhere else when I've said them here. Isn't that kind of weird?
No, because the way that it works is you're a guest over there, and then the way that they post those things... They post, like, this guest was on, this is what he said, and then it turns into an article, and then people pick up the article.
Oh, I see.
Whereas here, unless it's posted as a video, if Gallo's cutting it up and putting it out there, then it's not going to get as much
And then
attention.
ESPN would say, you know, Boomer Esiason of CBS NFL Today.
They would never
as
say
opposed to credit WFAN.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. In fact, you probably should have saved this for when you were on EEI earlier this week.
Right.
And
it would have
gone everywhere.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. It's a big one.
Kind of like when I said that... Antonio Brown has made Bruce Arians look like an idiot.
Yeah, that went everywhere.
Yeah, but I said that here, too.
Yeah, nobody cares. But over there, it was a big deal.
Yeah, it was tumbleweeds here.
Yeah, you guys, for some reason, you guys don't care. We'd much rather talk about like, you know, whether or not Al can go to a wedding or not.
Who doesn't care?
You guys don't care.
Well, I care, would you say? I react to everything you say. What are you talking about? I care. What am I supposed to do about it? Put it out there myself?
Oh, you put everything else out there by yourself.
What are you talking about? I don't put anything out there. I don't barely use my Twitter account. I'm going to tweet this out, though.
You're not going to tweet. There's nothing to tweet out.
Boomer just told me on the show that he believes.
No, I don't believe any of that. I said it would be a perfect
Phil Simms.
Thing.
And tag Phil Simms.
Oh, great. Perfect.
Or whoever runs his account.
Phil's just sitting home steaming
right now. He's waiting until we go to break to call you.
I know. Yeah, oh, God.
And Phil, we have a few commercials.
It just came to me. You know, like I was thinking like... Man, the fans would love it. He'd love it. And then, you know, 2 draft picks in, they'd be all wanting to fire him.
Oh, of course.
See, that's the thing. I mean...
I think it would be received very, very well at first, I think.
Right.
I think the Giant fans would love that. I don't know if it would be the best idea in the world, but I mean...
You know, some fans, man, they don't realize just how deep-seated Phil's love for... The Giants is, and also just football in general.
You're digging the hole deeper,
buddy. You know, I love hockey. I love basketball. I love it all. You know, and of course, I love the football aspect of it. But I wouldn't want to do something like that, you know?
John Heyman just tweeted out, it is Buck Showalter's job to lose. Still won't go there reporting that Buck Showalter is hired.
Well, I already said he's the manager.
That's old news. We're on to Phil Sims, GM of the
Boom already
Giants.
Broke the Buck thing.
Yeah, I got the Buck thing this morning. We got
Phil
that.
Sims. Yeah, now it's Phil Sims to the Giants GM job.
No, not GM.
Whatever, same thing.
President
of guy
football
in charge. Guy making the calls.
Yeah, president of football operations.
You got because the key thing in the NFL is you got to have a really good cap guy. That's how Mike Tannenbaum started.
Is a cap guy.
He was a cap guy.
So was John Idzik. That didn't really work out very well.
Yeah, well, I would say that Mike Tannenbaum did some real good things here, fun things. But you got to have that guy in your corner. And I'm sure the Giants have a guy like that over there.
A cap guy. You could be the cap guy.
I don't want to be the cap guy.
You don't want to be the you're a numbers guy. You love taxes and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
You could be the cap guy.
True. I don't want that.
You and Phil running the Giants. Oh, boy. Who would he hire as GM?
You know, I don't know. I have no idea. Chris who? His son?
Sims? Yeah. That would be something.
I mean, you know, I just think Chris Sims is good at what he does. And, you know, in order to be, I think, a professional with a major organization like the Giants.
You don't think he's ready for that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I've never had pants.
See, you got to have pants.
In order to be an executive, yeah.
Turtles in a half shell.
Turtle
power.
That guy is not running my team.
All right, very good. All right, it is
male testicles.
The moose knuckle. Oh, my God.
Yeah, there you go. Now we're talking.
The moose knuckle.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Jerry was out there feverishly writing because he had to change his whole update with the news that Phil Sims wants the Giants GM job.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Oh, you just did it.
I'm sorry. I did just
did it again.
Steal the lead from you.
By the way, he's playing John Lennon, so he died 41 years ago. What's interesting, I'm watching this Beatles documentary.
Oh, I hear it's great.
It is. There's one scene, I don't understand how they sat on this stuff for 50 freaking years.
Yeah.
There's one scene where Lennon and McCartney have a private meeting because Harrison wants to leave the band. They bugged flowers in the commissary. So they have the audio recordings of their private conversation from 50 years ago that's never gotten out before.
Wow.
It really is bizarre.
Who was in possession of them? Do you know?
They hired to do this. I don't know. Why they hung on to it for so long, I don't know.
It's on Disney Plus?
It is. I buckled.
You buckled and you got Disney Plus?
Yes, I did.
You sheep.
I know.
How dare you?
Between that now, HBO Max, Netflix. What is the point of the cable?
Hulu.
Crazy.
Do you have Hulu as well?
Came with it. Came with the bundle.
Do you have Paramount Plus?
No.
Do you have Discovery Plus?
No.
You don't. Why'd you say no to Discovery Plus?
I get. That's, I don't need those.
That's the
shows.
Greatest streaming service out there.
Awful. There's enough of those shows on cable. I'm good.
There was a new 1,000-Pound Sisters on last night that I watched. That was great. It was a really, really good episode. You know, Tammy's gaining weight again.
You got the Knicks, you got the Nets, you got the Rangers, and you got the Islanders, and you're watching 1,000-Pound Sisters.
And 90 Day Fiancé.
I was on. I mean, you guys are pathetic.
No.
Honestly.
I watched it during the afternoon before the game started. It was DVR'd. It was great. And I could watch it, what is it, a TLC show, which is, I could see it on Discovery Plus if I wanted to.
Oh, yeah, it's featured, the 1,000-Pound Sisters. Mm-hmm. When you go on the app, it's featured.
Yeah, it's really a shame, you know, because Tammy had gone away to rehab and she had dropped some weight and then she came back home too early, gained another 30 pounds just like that.
How much did she lose?
She lost like 50.
So she's still net 30. Minus 20?
Yeah, but she's still 630 pounds.
Details.
I mean, it's like throwing a chair at the deck of the Titanic.
Yeah, it's weird because like based on the graphic for the series, one sister seems is taking up more of the percentage of the 1,000 pounds than the other one.
Well, yeah. Well, one actually got the gastric bypass and she's doing okay now. So she's like under 300. You know, it started out one was 600, one was 400. Now one's like 260 something.
And he just told me he thought each of the sisters was 1,000 pounds.
No. Tammy's like.
Because that's a stretch. One weighs 600. What the hell's the difference?
No, it's 600 with 1,000. It's significant. Yeah, Tammy's 634. And Amy, I believe, is in the 280s now. But she had a baby, too.
Good for her.
Yes. But now, another big controversy. Tammy is dating another feeder, which is a big problem. He's a man who likes to feed her to keep her fat because he enjoys having sex with fat women.
To each his own.
So the family's not happy about this because she had just dumped a feeder. And now she went back on the website, got another feeder.
Chubby Chaser.
Yeah.
A feeder, yeah.
This Chubby
is
Chaser.
They're called a feeder.
That's what it is. Yeah, they're like, oh, you know, Tammy's. And then her brother's got this real scratchy voice. Like, damn it, Tammy's dating another feeder. That's what he's... This guy ain't good. This guy ain't good for her. He's coming up here and he's feeding her all sorts of...
Eat it. Chubby Chaser.
All sorts of candy and crap and bacon cheeseburgers. This damn guy, I seen him on the Instagram.
And you'll eat it and you'll love it.
Chubby Chaser.
And Tammy's like, she's like, stay out of my business. I have to be in your business. You're killing yourself, girl. It's amazing.
So when he feeds her.
Yeah.
Chubby Chaser.
Like, what does he feed her?
Pizza, burgers, cakes, candy.
Celery and carrot sticks.
Right, exactly. Not.
I was just wondering, like,
kale salad.
So they're dating? Is that what's going
on? Yeah. Yeah, he calls himself king of the BBW.
It sounds like a great idea.
What is BBW?
Big, beautiful women.
Okay.
He calls
Chubby Chaser.
He calls himself the king of the BBW king. Yeah.
And what's this guy's name?
His name is Philip, I believe. Yeah.
Philip.
Chubby Chaser.
Yeah, that's actually unbelievable. His name is Phil. But yeah.
Like, this guy's just using you for clout on Instagram. I'm telling you, because you're a TV show.
Oh, it's great.
But there are people that are actually called feeders.
They're feeders, yeah. He's a feeder.
You gotta be.
Eat it.
Yeah.
You know, I told Al on the podcast, I flew to Chicago separately on Friday because I had to work the Cowboy game Thursday night and Rutgers went Thursday, so I met them out there. So I had a, I took a window seat is what I purchased. And listen, you want to be 500 pounds, go for it. I don't care. Live your... No, I'm serious.
Like, go for it.
No. I'm not fat shaming, but live your life. I don't care. It's fine. But something's got to be done. I ended up in the window seat with two enormous people next to me that didn't fit in the seats.
Yeah.
And I woke up at one point, half my seat was engulfed by the person next to me.
Yeah.
Like, how is that fair?
It's not. Did they get the seatbelt extender? That's when you know it's somebody who's really large.
I don't know
large.
That they had that. All I know is I woke up, and I literally had half the space that I started with.
Yeah.
Because they kind of shifted over. There's no room at all.
Shifted over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're a very large country.
You think they...
We are.
Yeah, we are.
I know
you
we
think
are.
They shifted, like, naturally, or just they shifted on purpose to make you uncomfortable?
No, I don't think anything was done on purpose at all. They both fell asleep.
Were they together?
They were not. They were not.
Were they snoring?
Yes. The one next to me, Pat, had the, yes. She covered her eyes with the, like, a black covering for sleep.
Yeah.
And passed out. When I woke up, she was blowing the roof off the plane. It was unbelievable.
Jerry pressed up against the window.
You're not. Yes.
People are garbage. That is a fact.
No. I didn't do. She was very nice. She was sweet. I had no complaints other than my space.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you know, cost me the same as it cost you.
What's the airline supposed to do though?
I don't know.
The ever growing population.
Ah! I don't know the answer to that. I make you buy two seats. I don't know.
Oh! That is true. You should be buying two seats. You know, if you're that big.
Yeah.
You also shouldn't be flying like that if you're that big either. You know, with 600 Pound Life, which is another show that I love, they never fly.
Oh, God.
They're so big that they never fly. They put them back in like the, they have to go see this doctor.
600 Pound Life and 1,000 Pound Sisters?
Yeah.
Those are two separate shows.
Yep. They're phenomenal. And 600 Pound Life was really one of my favorites for a very long time. I actually put the doctor on Geo and Jones on CBS Sports Radio from that show. Dr. Nozardin from Houston. We had him on a couple of times. But yeah, he...
And then, what is he getting paid?
Getting paid to do these surgeries?
Probably a fortune.
Absolutely.
But he's doing are the gastric bypass surgery.
And the gastric sleeve, yes.
And the sleeve, too.
Yeah, and he does it, what do you call that, with the robot... arms. It's called not arthroscopically. There's some other one. There's some other word. But he puts his hands into like this thing and he moves them around and then the robot arms do the surgery. And he's looking at a camera and he's looking at a screen
That's
to see inside.
Yeah. Sure is.
That's how he does it. So he's not even cutting the patient open or doing anything. He's sitting over in the corner of the room.
Wow.
With his arms and things, and the robot arms are
no room for him.
No, there is. There's plenty of room. Then they pull out the stomach, and the stomach's like this long. It's like, this is the biggest stomach I've ever seen. It's humongous, stretched out.
I'm sad.
It's great.
They pull the stomach out?
Yeah, because he has to, for the gastric sleeve and the gastric bypass, they cut out, they reduce the stomach size to like 30% of what it normally.
And they show this on video?
They pull it right out of the hole. Yeah. And then they take it and And you should see, oh my goodness, the skin surgery that he does.
Or it has to be.
Well, yeah, he has to take all the skin off. You know?
I mean, so there's another one where he does the skin surgery and he's just lopping off skin. And just like, and taking it and plopping it on tables. And they weigh it. And it's like, that's a 30-pound lymphedema, they call it.
Just lymphedema.
It's crazy. But it's entertaining.
And you find this entertaining.
I love it.
And you got squished by it, Jerry.
Like, how long are you setting each other up now? I'm just curious, when you asked him for that sound, did you replicate it? Like,
I did.
Do you have the...
Yeah, he did, but I couldn't remember what I had labeled it. So I'm looking, Jerry squeal, Jerry big.
What is that label?
That is labeled, that was the first Jerry seal cut.
That's phenomenal.
Is that part of the gimme cash?
Yes.
It is. Yeah. Well, I thought it might be.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. I remember that one. Oh, that was unbelievable. That was the snap that day.
That was the greatest Jerry rant ever. That's better than fraud. Like, that by far is the best one.
Got more drops out of that one than anyone.
You must have been tired that day.
No. No.
That was a 6:30 update.
That was not tired at all.
It wasn't even like...
Craig annoyed me that day.
Right, he had had enough of Craig.
Guys,
BS.
Look, I've got a dollar. What can I make you do for a dollar?
Yeah, you lost it, man.
Drop dead.
Like, holy crap.
Drop dead, dude.
Exactly.
He was even bobbing and weaving like a seal. Like, it was physical as well.
So great. All right, how do we want to handle this situation here?
I will... Stupid. I will tell you that we're powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. We're also brought to you by Flag and Anthem. Flag and Anthem, real clothes for real life. Look at that right there. And I'll tell you that the Knicks won. You've got that. You got the Phil Sims.
Phil Sims, joking. VP. Yes.
Buck Showalter, likely, expectedly, interviewing with the Mets today. Okay, good. We'll see what happens there. Knicks did win in San Antonio. They quickly go to Indiana tonight to play the Pacers. The Nets won last night in Dallas. They play in Houston tonight, so you've got that. Rangers won yet again, so seven straight for the Blue Shirts, who last night beat the Blackhawks 6-2. Chris Kreider's power play goal in the third. The difference, basically, they never looked back. And the Islanders, a win, a win, a win. They snap an 11-game losing streak. They beat the Senators 5-3. You've got Devils Flyers tonight. You got the Rangers and the Avalanche tonight as well. And I imagine all we have time for is moment of the day. So that is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it. A couple of good choices today, including we were discussing our own longevity and brain health, if you will.
Is there anything you can take, like, now to help your brain later on?
I was taking Neuriva. Is that what it's called?
Neuriva?
Yeah. And I noticed a little bit of a difference for a while, but then it kind of petered out. And Al even tried it, and he got nothing out of it. I don't know.
Ginkgo biloba. I've heard that that helps with memory.
Maybe.
Ginkgo
biloba.
You can
also try to build new neural pathways. But, like, I started writing...
How do you do that?
I started writing with my left hand about 3 years ago.
Really?
Even though I'm right-handed. And just it builds new neural
What else
pattern.
You do with that left hand?
Right. Wow. And I started playing with myself with my left hand. Felt like a stranger the first couple times. Really exhilarating.
Diabetes gone. All sorts of benefits.
Ooh, who are you? I'm Eddie. Hello. Money's on the dresser, Lefty.
There you go. Moment of the day. Have a good Wednesday.
Very good, Jerry. You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
So someone lit the Fox News Christmas tree on fire. I mean, come on. The thing went up in flames.
Well, it was a deranged homeless person.
Deranged homeless person set on fire?
Yes.
Wearing a Boomer jersey?
Right, after we gave away all the Boomer jerseys the other day.
Right. No, but it's, they burned it down.
Oh, unbelievable. You know, that is my biggest fear right now, because in the new house, we have a fireplace. It's the first time I've ever had a fireplace. And the Christmas tree is in the same room as the fireplace.
Well, how close is it to the fireplace?
And not that close.
Then don't worry about it.
But I just feel like I'm going to do something to light my house on fire.
You got a chimney guy?
I do have a chimney guy. I do. And it was all the, I have it, came and had it checked and the whole thing. And the, was it the flu? The flu, right?
Yes.
Had that taken care of.
Yeah. All right,
brand new put in.
Just don't like, don't put the Christmas tree next to the fire.
No. I know that. But then I'm afraid I'm going to screw it up somehow, and I got a bucket for the ash. I did that.
Yeah.
I got to clean the ash every time. I got to let it sit in there for a while.
Let it sit in there for a while. You can, you know, it depends on how many fires you have, and usually keep it, you know, going the whole day, I would imagine.
How do you get, have it going the whole day?
Yeah.
What do you mean the whole day?
You throw a log on a fire.
I don't have it going. All I do is put it like for an hour. And I'm like, all right, enough.
An hour,
I'm,
that's
I'm gonna
it.
Panic. They're going to burn the house down.
You're not going to burn the house. You're fine. Don't worry about it.
Because like, I'm the one who's in charge of it.
Fireplace, this is the time of the year that you want it going.
Where do I get all this wood from is the other
Call
thing.
Your landscaper.
He's going to bring me wood?
Bring you wood.
All right. A lot of times you can... Sometimes people will give firewood away for free, but that's generally not cured or dried yet.
No.
You can go to Home Depot if you're not going to have a lot of just a bundled, already cut. It's a little more expensive per piece, if you will.
Citarella sells firewood.
Oh, God. I can't even imagine what that's.
Gold-plated.
Yeah. Gold-plated.
Yeah, but the point being is you can have your landscaper or you can have a local nursery. I'm sure that they would deliver.
Drop off the firewood?
And do you have a wood rack?
No.
You got a firewood guy? I got a firewood guy.
You got a firewood guy for me?
Yeah.
Just throw all those Amazon boxes in there.
I did. Actually, that's how I started.
Like when you had the solo, you never got a rack for that?
No. But you know what I had was at my old house, a tree fell down in Isaias.
Yeah.
And I had them cut that up for me. And I had it stacked outside the house. I kept using it and using it.
In the solo
stove,
right.
In the solo stove. And then I asked them if they wanted to keep the wood because I wasn't going to take it with me to the new house and have movers take this wood. And then so they kept it. But yeah, I mean, it's. I guess I got to get a delivery.
Yeah. But you need to have like a... I mean, you could do it. I don't know how your house... You can have a wood rack with a cover over it because you want to keep the wood dry. I don't know how your house is built. Sometimes they'll... I wouldn't suggest you put it up against the house.
Up against the house.
And you don't want termites.
Right, you want airflow to go through
the whole
thing.
You want to keep it dry.
Okay.
Kind of thing. I know.
You've had a fireplace there for a long time, Eddie, huh?
No.
No? You just know all this stuff? About fireplaces?
Eddie's like a fountain of knowledge. You heard these words he's been
talking
about.
My God, I was thinking
today.
He's had a fireplace your whole life or so. I never had a fireplace. You know, I'm just, so to start it, that's what I do. I rip up all the Amazon boxes and I stuff it underneath and light that on fire, and then that goes into the wood. It's great. Burning all those cardboard boxes. Are you not supposed to do that?
No, it's fine. Just don't do too much of it.
Well, why not? I got to be...
If you have any old tires around, just throw one of those.
Yeah, those in there too, yeah. Oh, my.
The Blasio campaign posters?
God. That dope can't get out of here fast enough.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.